This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. And again, greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're certainly glad you're in our audience and that you've tuned us in. We trust the program will bless you and encourage you and perhaps instruct you. I would like you to go to my website and use the information that is available there. That's at bdcministries.com, bdcministries.com. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so through the website or through regular mail. But this program can be re-listened to on that website and can even be downloaded to your computer. And if you download it, I think you can use it as an attachment that you pass on to others in an email attachment. So use the website, contact us, and let us know about your prayer requests and your comments. We would take them seriously. Now, the mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. And again, the website is bdcministries.com. Now, we've been looking at words that are significant when it comes to understanding the gospel, one word at a time, helping us to kind of solidify in our own thinking concepts that are simple and that are found in the Bible. We've looked, for example, at beginnings. We've looked at warnings. We've looked at the word worry. We've looked at hope, which we may have to look at again as we come into the Easter season. We've looked at faith. We've looked at the word lost. We've looked at the word saved and salvation. And we've looked over two programs. We've spent some time on the word grace, the free gift of God, the favor of God. And now today I want to look at the word new, because that word new pops up over and over again in our relationship with God. There are some times and some projects that we wish we could start over. Sometimes it is like that with life. However, we can't change the past, but the Lord can change the future for us. And that's what the new birth is all about. Not living in the chains of the problems and constraints and sin of the old life, but being freed from that to walk in newness of life. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Now, I know when you first read that, you'd think that a Christian is sinless. That's not the point. The point is that they have new desires and a new point of view and a new love for the Lord, and they have a new master that they're serving. Now, if anyone is in Christ, that simply means if anyone has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, they're no longer in their sins. That's a position. They're no longer in the sin nature or walking according to that sin nature, and God doesn't see them in sin. He sees them in Christ, and in Christ is a way of referring to the fact that when we trust Christ, God sees Christ instead of us. We are in Christ. We are a new creation, and that's great because we don't need to have God remembering our sins. In the Old Testament, he says, "Your sins and your iniquities," referring really to the Jewish nation, but we can apply it to us today. "Your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more." And that just simply means he's not going to build a monument or a memorial or a gravestone that will constantly remind him of our sins and our iniquities. It isn't that he doesn't have a good memory. It's that he does not memorialize them. Once we come to trust in Christ, our sins are forgiven, and we have a new life, a new perspective in Christ. In Revelation 21:1, now 2 Corinthians 5 really has to do with our spiritual beginnings in Christ, but Revelation 21 has to do with creation itself, and it says, John says in that passage, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. And I've mentioned this before in this program, that there has to be a complete change at some point in the way nature works in this new heavens and new earth, because today we are completely dependent for life because of the sea. The sea is a source of much of the way in which the world works, and the sea provides for our current nature of things, if I can put it that way. And there's going to be no more sea. So when we look at this new heavens and this new earth, the sea is not going to be the source of life or the thing that really is the basis of life. It's going to be the Lord himself. He's going to be the light of that place. He's going to be the energy of that place. He's going to be the one that we worship in that place. And so there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. But of course, the one thing that we constantly come back to, and we come back to it on this program, is the new birth. There has to be a new birth. And I know that there's a lot of people who really have problems with that. I remember talking with a businessman years ago when I was a CPA in Waverly, and he was a good man. He really, I really liked him. He would have given you the shirt off his back. I'm sure that from the standpoint of good works, if anyone deserved to be in heaven, he deserved to be in heaven. But I knew, according to the Bible, that he needed to be born again. And apparently, even though he'd been raised in a religion that didn't preach that, the religion preached some other things about being right with God, and I don't want to go into that. He had a boy that had apparently come to know the Lord and was telling him about what John says and what Peter says and what James says about this thing called a new beginning or a new birth. And he was always very even keeled, no temper did I ever see in this man, until we were alone one day and I raised the issue with him of the new birth, and he blew his top. He says, there's only one place that that's mentioned, and why do you make so much of it? Well, obviously he was not born again, even though he was a good man. And he said, why do you make so much of it? And I said, well, it's not just found in one place. It's found in John chapter 3. There's no doubt about that. But when we come to 1 Peter, he mentions it as well. He says in 1 Peter 1 verse 23, having been born again, he's talking to Christians now, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, not that seed that dies, but of incorruptible seed that does not die, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. And so Peter refers to the new birth, and John himself refers to it in his epistles in several situations. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. This seemed to be an important thing in John's life, and John was the one who was called beloved. He was the one who seemed to have an intimate relationship with the Lord that others didn't really have or appreciate. And so I want to read with you again what the Lord says to a man who comes to him by night, this man being Nicodemus, and who had apparently been thinking about the fact that the Lord was doing miracles, was teaching things that he didn't understand, and yet Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a teacher of the law. He was one who should have understood from the Old Testament that Christ was going to come in the New Testament, not just to reign, but first to die. He was going to be the sacrifice that fulfilled the pictures and the types of the Old Testament sacrifices. And he should have understood that, but he was looking for a Savior that would reign, not a Savior that would suffer. And so when he comes to the Lord by night, people criticize him for doing that. They said he should have come during the day, should have been outgoing with regard to what his questions were. Well, look, he came. And the Lord receives everyone who comes. And I'm glad that Nicodemus came. He was, it took some courage for him to do that, and whether he comes by night or in the day, I could care less. He came. And the Lord says to him, and the Lord's very, very direct with him. The Lord said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, this man was looking for a physical kingdom. But the Lord, of course, is speaking in a spiritual way about a spiritual kingdom. A physical kingdom, though, is coming. And Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And, of course, that's not what the Lord was implying. And Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water, that's the natural birth, and the Spirit, that's the spiritual birth, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we've got to be born naturally, and we've got to be born spiritually. And the next verse explains that. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's the being born of the water. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That is the new birth, which is brought about by the Spirit of God. Do not marvel that I said unto you, you must be born again. Now, when we read the Bible, there's a lot of people that put question marks behind everything that the Lord says. But when you read this four-letter word, M-U-S-T, you have to recognize that must means must. Ye must be born again. And friend, I remember when it was a concern to me because I didn't know what that meant, and I figured that if the Lord said it, he meant it, and I needed to be born again. And it wasn't until I came to a point where alone by myself, I realized that God said Christ had died for me, and I rested on that truth, and that's when things changed for me. It wasn't that I became sinless, but it was the point at which I finally understood the message of Scripture and that God loved me and that now my objectives in life would be different. And from the very beginning, I wanted to share this message with others because it's a blessed message. One moment I'm headed to an abysmal eternity where I would be away from God and suffer for my own sins, really suffer for the sin of rejecting Christ. But now I was on my way to heaven. And if a person can know for sure they're on their way to heaven, wouldn't you want them to know that? We want to share the good news about cancer research and cancer cures, and we want to share the good news about all the good things medicine can do for us in prolonging our life. But this is a much more important situation because now we can share the good news that we can be ready to die. If the Lord does not return before we die, when we die, we'll meet the Lord. So do not marvel that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell whence it comes or whither it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And recently we've had some very windy days, and we have seen the effects of the wind. We can't see the wind directly, but we see the effects of the wind. And when a person is born again, the effects show up because they are now a new creation. As we read from the beginning, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. He has a new life. Old things are passed away. All things become new. They're fresh. They're beautiful. And we can enjoy a life now in fellowship with God, and we can enjoy the confidence of knowing that we're right with Him for eternity. This new life is so important. I hope you're enjoying it. Now, our Heavenly Father, we pray for Thy blessing upon those who have listened. We thank Thee for Thy love and for Thy word and for Your promises, but most of all, we thank Thee for the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We give thanks in our Savior's name. Amen.